Blog Talk Radio.
Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Jeannie. I'm here with my co-host,
Jessica.
And we want to welcome everybody to the show tonight. Hopefully the sound is a little better than it has been in the past. I don't know.
I hope so. We are feedback queens.
We do. We have a tendency to get a lot of echo, but hopefully it's not as echoey tonight. Welcome to the show, everybody. If you'd like to get a reading with us this evening, we will definitely be doing our mini angel card readings. And you can get those by dialing 323-679-0882, 323-679-0882. And I think I still hear a little feedback, so I'm going to try something here.
And she's going to try something very tricky, and we're going to hope and pray that it works. What exactly are you trying? Because I don't hear you.
Well, how is that any better? Probably no better, but we try. We do try, and, you know, it's all about effort, isn't it?
You know what? As long as you can hear both of us,
that's all that matters. I hope everybody's having a really great week. You know, I know we've got a big build up here to Christmas. We're getting closer and closer.
I know. I can't believe it. It seems like it was just Thanksgiving.
It's, just it's been a short season, and I think everybody's going crazy. And the only thing I'm going to say for everyone out there is that we have to remember, you know, I love it when they say Jesus is the reason for the season. But that's become such a saying that I think people don't even really listen to what it means.
No, they don't.
And I don't think, you know, I know that everybody that I talk to is like, oh, I'm so frustrated. I have to shop still. I have to do this still. I have to go online.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, whatever happened to the greatness of this holiday of everybody gathering together and the family traditions? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, to me, that's what it should be, the most important thing.
I mean, it should not be about the presents. Presents should be secondary.
Right, exactly. Presents.
I mean, it really should.
I mean, I think it should be about people getting together and sharing time. And because, you know, time is really limited. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I don't. People often, you know, they think, oh, another holiday. I have to get through the holiday, as opposed to,
right.
Yay, it's Christmas and it's going to be so
mm-hmm.
great. So.
And I love Christmas. That is my favorite.
Me too.
Favorite
I'm
holiday.
Really looking forward to this year in particular, and I don't even know why. I seem more excited this year than last year.
Really?
Yeah, I don't have any specific reason. I'm just really, really excited about it.
But that's good.
I think it's going to be a great year, and I'm really hoping that that a lot of our listeners are putting the right emphasis in the right places this year.
Right.
On the people you care about. I think somebody said it best is, what's the best gift you can give somebody, and that is your presence, your love, and your gratitude.
Right.
And I know that I was sitting in church last weekend, and, you know, we all go to church. I'm going to say that sometimes our minds do wander when we're sitting in church.
Uh-huh.
Depending on what the sermon's about or who's giving the sermon, you know, which priest or if it's a deacon. For me, I'm Catholic, so sometimes my mind will wander. I will admit there are times I sit there.
I can't even imagine that.
I will admit sitting there and thinking sometimes like, oh, after this I got to go to Publix and buy da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and
uh-huh.
I don't want to forget this.
But I think everybody does that.
I think, you know, it's kind of like being in that class where the teacher's either is on an interesting part, like
uh-huh.
a history class, where it's on the interesting part of history or the part that just for whatever reason you don't resonate with.
Right.
And so you just sit there and you, like, start thinking about something else. And I was sitting in church, and I was, you know, kind of listening to the sermon, kind of not. And then I was thinking to myself, you know, the one thing that I hope, I know this sounds really weird, but this is where my brain went. As I was sitting there, all I could think about is how I hope I never lose my ability to have compassion. You know what I mean?
Oh,
because
yeah.
I've seen lately in certain people out in this world seem to have lost their ability to have compassion for others. And
mm-hmm.
to me, I think that would be the biggest hardship.
Well, I deal in retail
mm-hmm.
every
yeah.
day, and people are not nice.
Mm-hmm.
Many people are not nice, and it seems to happen more at Christmas time than any other time. And instead of, you know, let's just try to be nice and be
stress
nice to
level.
One another.
Stress levels.
You think that's what it is?
I think it is. I think anyone with common sense knows you're going to get more with sugar and spice
mm-hmm.
than vinegar, and
right.
Which is, I believe, a saying.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that when I call for something, I'm so frustrated. Like, we've had a lot of trouble with our Bright House lines. I'll be the first
mm-hmm.
to admit. Nothing but trouble, folks. Nothing but trouble. And I probably will get sued now. But I don't really care because, I mean, it's documented, well documented. And the problem is when you call in, you get so frustrated because you feel like you're just, it's a waste. Like, what,
right.
you know?
And I understand that.
But
do understand
during
that.
The holidays, like, my phones ring off the hook during the holidays. So
mm-hmm.
It's when people sometimes are feeling even more stressed. They're feeling maybe more
sure.
alone. They're taking stock of the year that's passed and the year to come. And maybe
mm-hmm.
they want to set new goals or wondering why they haven't met certain, you know, achievements. And so sometimes it can get kind of, they can get sad. And so what I always say is the more stressed you are, the more likely are you to lose your patience, you know.
Right.
So I think
right.
that plays an important part during this time of year. But I just think in general, it's kind of like nobody wants to be ugly, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean ugly physically. I mean
no,
I have
I know
an ugly personality.
Mean.
And yet we all do it. We get so frustrated sometimes when we call in.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I guess New Jersey was the top foul language state for calling into customer language or customer service. Yeah,
That does not surprise me.
And now I know where I get it from. So on that note, what I want to do is I want to start taking some callers because we've got a lot of callers in the queue.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do as many readings tonight as possible. I know that we have been not here on Wednesday nights for 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, we've been kind of on a hiatus.
We've been on a hiatus. It's just gotten really busy, and we both have children in high school. Yours is college, and it just got really hectic. So tonight, I'm going to try and go from reading to reading and try and be really, really, really effective for our callers. So again, anyone who wants to get a reading, call us at 323-679-0882. I'm going to start right now with a short prayer, and then I'm going to start taking our callers. Sound good?
Sounds great.
Okay, here we go. God, Holy Spirit, Jesus, saints, and angels, I ask that this reading be accurate. I'd like it to be truthful and bring blessings to everyone involved. I'd like you to please safeguard this reading and make sure that only God's pure helpers of divine light come through. I'm going to ask that you help me clearly hear, see, and feel all the divine guidance that I need and to assist me with keeping my ego in check and confidently stating my truth with love. And I'm going to say thank you for that help, amen. And for anyone who wonders where I got that particular prayer from, I am borrowing that from Doreen Virtue, who has come up with some wonderful prayers, and I love the way that one was worded, and so I use it. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and take our first caller. Here we go. Drum roll, please. This first caller is calling from area code 706 with 394 as the prefix. Welcome to the Networker Christian Psychic Cafe.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What's your first name?
Tiffany.
Tiffany. Well, that is a lovely name. And where are you calling from, Tiffany?
From Georgia.
From Georgia. Why are you giggling? I'll have you know that I have a daughter named Tiffany, so it's an extremely lovely name.
Oh, good.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Tiffany from Georgia, how can I help you tonight?
Just wondering what the angels are saying about a new job for me.
Job, okay. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever worked in healthcare before?
Yes.
Okay, because that's what's coming through to me. It still blows my mind. It still blows my mind. You could be a teacher. You could work in food. You could work in retail. Yet they tell me healthcare.
Because you are
well,
psychic.
I know, but it's still after all these years, it still gives me
and
the chills.
And she just never understands.
I know,
because
I'm so appreciative of the gift. That's why, and it still blows my mind. I guess when it doesn't blow my mind is when I should hang up my phone. That's right. Okay, so Tiffany, what I'm going to tell you is I do see you working in the healthcare field. Is that the field you're looking to work in?
I don't mind. I'm not choosy.
Okay, because that's the field I see that you're going to be going towards. Okay, and here's the important part about the healthcare field that you need to understand. There's been one area of healthcare that you've worked in, but you can actually reach for something higher than what you've done before in the healthcare field. I think you're just a little bit afraid to go for it. So I'm going to tell you to don't be so afraid and go for it. I think you'll see success.
Okay. Because I applied for a position, and I was just wondering, is that going to come through or?
Well, is the position for a higher position than what you had in the past?
Kind of, yeah. Well, it's more pay, let's say that.
But is it the same work that you were doing before?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Here's the thing. Will it come through? I still see that it has a high chance of coming through, but I don't think you're going to be happy with it. I do not think you're going to be happy with it, and I think one of the reasons why you're not going to be happy with it is because I feel like you're not reaching high enough. So it's okay to take this job, but I would keep applying.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah. Oh, you're very, very welcome. Good luck, and thank you so much for calling in, okay?
All right.
All right. God bless. Bye-bye now. Okay, so I just got word that the echo is still bad, only when I talk, not when anyone else talks. So I'm going to take just a 3-minute and 16-second break while this song plays. I'm going to switch the lines, and I'll be back on, and I will read every single person in the queue. Give me 3 minutes and 16 seconds, and I will be back.
Again. You're gone. Okay, well, I think we should go back to our song until we can fix this. Apparently, we are having massive...
than be, then I am still and wait here in silence until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be.
Okay, now I think we finally got our phone situation worked out. I think everyone can hear me. We want to welcome everyone back to the Christian Psychic Cafe. Jessica, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I cannot hear you at all.
You cannot hear me at all.
Well, let's just hope that everyone can hear us. Okay, try it again.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, yes.
Yay.
Okay, good. Now we've got everybody can hear, and oh, we're so happy. So let's go right back to our callers so we don't waste any more time.
Right.
I don't want to...
And I would ask our caller if we sound echoey.
Yeah. We will do that right now, as a matter of fact. We're taking caller 609 with a prefix of 743.
Oh,
welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hey, how are you?
Wonderful. Who am I speaking with?
This is Jackie. How you doing?
We're doing well, Jackie. Where are you calling from?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. Wonderful. And are we echoey right now?
Of course you're echoing, but I can hear you.
Okay. We're trying so hard to get rid of the echo, but we can't seem to get rid of it.
Don't worry. I can hear you good. How are both of you today?
Oh.
We're good. How about yourself?
Very well, thank you. I'll go straight ahead to what my issue is.
Okay.
You know, I think around about beginning of the year, one of you said, I think Jeannie, Dr. Jeannie or somebody, said that I'll meet somebody who maybe could lead to a relationship. But I think one of you did say around March next year. Well, there's this guy. His name is Herbert. And he's about 58. I've known him before, maybe 6-7 months now. And I told him, if it reaches December 31st, he doesn't want to put a ring on it, I'm moving on. He has his 30% that I would rather sell, but the 70% is not so bad. So I just want to know, am I on the right track?
Okay.
You know, I'm kind of tired of waiting.
You're making me giggle. I love this. And I love that song, Put a Ring on It. So
December 31st is the expiry date of this Jackie.
Okay, well, let me tell you this. I do see that he will be willing to commit.
Actually,
okay.
He's really stepped up the gears. I'm actually afraid. He said anything you want.
Yeah, he really wants to be in this relationship with you, and he's really having a good time in the relationship. So he doesn't want it to falter, and he doesn't want you to walk away.
Okay.
So with that in mind, my question to you is, you know, you said you want him to put a ring on it. But if he puts a ring on it, are you going to be happy?
What are you talking about?
On the finger.
Yeah, you foresee I'm not going to be happy?
Well, no, I'm not saying you're not
What are you saying?
I'm not saying you're not going to be happy. I have a question for you. If he puts a ring on your finger, is that really, are you happy with him as the person, or do you want the ring because you want the commitment?
Actually, I want the ring because, you know, I come as a package. I mean, I have two small babies. I mean, I kind of think like he has the money. And I always say, you know, if I meet a millionaire, hallelujah. But I know he has money somewhere. The man has money. Anytime I ask him for anything, he gives me. Because, you know, I'm not dating a poor man because I've been there with poor men.
Right.
But I also work hard. I'm in school. I want to pursue my PhD, so I got something on my own. So I don't want somebody who,
okay,
although he's 58, will not provide if something happens to me. But the man has really put the gears on suddenly.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's put the gear in forward, not off. He's put it forward, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. I do not see, and the reason why I said to you, if he puts a ring on it, are you going to be happy? Meaning if he asks you to get married, are you going to be happy? And the reason I asked that is because I could tell that this was more than a I'm totally in love with you, I want to marry you decision. This is more of a...
In fact, I've
when
never
I make,
told him I love him.
Yeah.
Though he loves me, I like him, but I refuse to love him because he had offended me, and I've only seen the bad side. But the last 2 months, anything I say, but I fear that his angry side could come out again. I don't want to experience that.
Let me ask you, because I'm being shown something here. When he's had his angry side, has he ever hit you?
No, he's not physical. But he's
okay.
done something
right.
to jeopardize my job. And he said he was angry, doesn't know what got over him. But he has an anger thing, because even if he's speaking to somebody on the phone and they don't hear him,
yeah.
he goes the other way and disconnects. Even his own friend,
right.
he can say, I'm picking you up at 7. And he's there at 7 as usual on time. The friend is not out by 7 or 2. He drives off. His own best friend.
Yeah.
So what is that?
And so the question remains, do you really want to be with somebody who does that, who has that kind of activity and that lack of patience?
You know, I think because he's 58, maybe he's just an old dog. He can never learn new tricks. And you know, when he does those things, I just keep quiet even for a week, and he comes back. Because I told him I'm not going to nurse your insecurities. But when you grow up, you'll find me here. So he can take a week or two. When he's grown up, he comes back.
Okay. Well, and something tells me that you are the girl who hit him over the head with a clipboard. Are you that one?
But of course, I am that one. Yes.
Okay. I thought so. Here's the thing. He is a very, very nice guy, okay? But he does have temper issues, and he did show you a side of himself that I was not too thrilled with either. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you, okay? I was not happy with the side that he showed. Now, you have to decide. You know, I know you're looking for security, but I can't guarantee. You're not?
No, actually, I am looking for security more than love. I can love him in the marriage. I don't need to love somebody before the marriage.
I understand what you're saying. You're saying that it's important to you to have somebody who can be there for you and be secure. But my concern is, how stable will he be in this relationship if he's not stable before you're married? I mean, I know he's been good the last 2 months, but didn't you get him fired from his job?
Actually, he didn't get fired, but you know one thing that you mentioned that is actually going to come to pass? You did mention to me one of the times that I called you earlier about it, and you did say to me that he's going to leave the job, and he actually told me he wants to resign. Nowadays, he doesn't even want to be in that place. Every day he's talking about finalizing because he got like 3 years, but he doesn't want to do it. So now he wants to just resign. He's fed up all of a sudden from nowhere.
Yeah. See, this is. You're looking for a man for security, and you have to ask yourself, do you have security with him, really? Do you really have security with him? My answer is, I don't think you really do have security with him. I really don't think you have security with him. And the reason why I say this is because he's also trying to rush this. Have you noticed? All of a sudden, he wants to leave the job, but he's...
All of a sudden,
He's trying to rush it. And that makes me nervous. That makes
me
nervous.
So I can actually be in there.
Right. I feel like he's trying to rush it because he knows that he's getting ready to leave this job, And I don't know what his patterns have been in the past, but one of the things I'm sensing is that he hasn't worked any job consistently for many, many years.
This one he has worked for 18 years,
mm-hmm.
but it was not, it was at the lowest level.
Mm-hmm. And, now he's been working at this other place
yeah.
for how long? Yeah.
No,
2 years?
This is the only place he's worked for 18 years and he's going to resign from it after working for 18 or 21 years. So the thing is, he wants to wind up and he wants to go back to his country. And I keep telling him, I cannot move back to anybody's country when there's no security. So he said, well, we'll buy a house. I said, yeah. I said, that house you're buying, I have to understand how you're going to pay for it.
Right. Now,
yeah, so you're
I'm going to tell you right
rushing
now.
Rushing into this, yeah.
I can't affect your free will, and it's not my job to affect your free will. The only thing I'm mm-hmm. telling you is you have it pretty good where you are right now. You're moving forward in your career and your education. He has a temper issue. Can you imagine being in another country, maybe not having the opportunity to work, and not having the opportunity to get out of an unhealthy situation? So think about that carefully before you decide to do something permanent.
And you know, every time you've always told me, every time I've called, you've told me, you have told me the same thing consistently 3 times, that there's somebody you're going to meet next year. And I keep saying, why would she tell me this if this man is pushing like this? But you've always told me this. But not this year, but next year.
I believe that, and I also believe that, to be honest, that when you get married to somebody, it shouldn't just be because they can take care of you, although I understand that's important. I think there has to be a stronger feeling there, a stronger feeling of love and connectiveness.
Oh, it's not there.
No, I know it's not. And that's the... I know that you wouldn't cheat on him. I know that you would be loyal to him. I know that you would make him a good wife. But I think ultimately life would get very unhappy for you if you're stuck in a foreign country and he has control. Mm-hmm. Because that's what I'm sensing, is that ultimately he'll have control and that will be a very bad thing.
Actually, he has even mentioned it, that there will be no workers, I'll do everything, and I cannot live without workers in a foreign country.
Oh, see, there you go.
He's very possessive.
How could that possibly be good for you?
Uh-uh.
You know, how could that possibly be good
for you? So I think I'll just
wait
for this person who you are always seeing. I don't know when this person is coming. I'm fed up also. God does not lie.
Yeah.
But can God do something?
Right.
Mm.
Well, let's put it this way. God can't put somebody there until God's ready to put somebody there. But I saw it, and I still see it, and I believe that this is going to happen for you. So you just have to be patient and let it happen.
I think that's what I'll do, because I think this year I'll just stop thinking about it and just wait for next year. You've constantly said the same thing to me
mm-hmm.
without any changes,
well,
that somebody
yeah.
else is coming.
You've got a lot of good things coming up on your plate, and I can't tell you not to go off with him. I'm just going to say be very careful before you commit yourself to a relationship that's
not
based
myself.
On love
Mm-mm.
and that's not based on happiness.
Uh-uh. I'm not going to do it. But I'm going to wait, but I'm trying to see if I can get into school for nothing. So I'm hoping God will open a way in that direction. And
right.
Once my children get here, I hope all will be possible with God. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, and I think so many good things are coming your way. I do feel this way. And I do feel that you're going to meet that man next year. So, you know, get married for the right reasons, not the wrong reasons. And if you continue with your job and with your career, that to me means that you can take care of yourself, and then you can be more choosy with who you end up with. You can choose to end up with somebody you truly love, not somebody you have to be with.
Now you're talking. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. I hope this has been helpful.
Of course it's always been helpful. Thank you very much. And, you know, it's good.
Oh,
I'm blessed.
You're so welcome. God bless you and have a great day.
Very well. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye, Jackie. Well, that was Jackie. We like Jackie. Jackie's fun. And she's got a lot of energy, right?
She has energy, boy.
She really does. She's a good person. I just think that it's important that she finds a man that she truly is in love
with. Well, why settle for somebody just for security? That's a mistake, because in the end, you're going to be miserable.
Well, you're never going to feel fulfilled.
Right. You're not going to have that love that you've been waiting for, you know?
Safety looks great, and security, that sometimes might appeal to a person for getting married as the only reason, but once you get into that marriage and you have that security, then you start to feel like you're in a prison.
Yeah.
And that's not a good thing, and I don't want her to feel that way. So I think that she should strive to be successful on her own so that she doesn't need a man in
right.
her life, but only adds a man into her life because it will complement her current life, right?
Right, right.
Exactly. There we go. Okay, so let's go ahead and take our next caller.
Do it.
All righty. This caller is coming from 256 with a prefix of 473. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, how are you? This is Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you?
I'm good. What about yourself?
Doing fantastic. What part of the country are you calling from?
I am calling from Georgia.
I'm sorry, say again?
I said I'm calling from Georgia.
Georgia, great, okay. And how can we help you out there in Georgia tonight?
Well, I was just wondering if it's worth pursuing my ex-husband for child support. He owes me, like, maybe $20,000, and I don't even know if it's worth it or not.
I don't want to give you bad news, but what I'm being shown here, yeah, you already know the answer. You can't squeeze water from a stone, right? So,
Amen
to that, exactly. So I would say to you probably no. My answer to you
okay.
would be no.
Okay.
Okay? I think
okay.
you'll be putting good money after bad.
Okay.
Okay. All right,
wow.
Kimberly.
Okay.
I hope that's been helpful.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. All right.
Okay. All right. Listen, all right. You have a happy holiday, okay?
You too.
Thank you, hon. Bye-bye now. Okay. We're going to go ahead and take our next caller at area code 240 with a prefix of 377. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, Dr. Jenny.
Well, hi. Who's this?
This is Connie.
Connie, welcome to the show. What part of the country are you calling from?
From Maryland.
Maryland, okay. And how can we help you this evening, Connie?
Wanted to know what the angels are saying about a new job for me.
A new job for you. Take a look. Connie, can I ask you a silly question? Did you smoke or did you recently give up smoking?
Never smoked.
Where's that coming from? Who do you know? Why am I getting this? Who do you know that smokes?
No one.
That is so weird. Like, I am just getting this sign that they're so glad that you're not smoking, so I just assumed you gave up smoking or I don't know where this came from, but this is what I'm getting. So if you had a loved one that's on the other side that maybe passed away from or had difficulty due to smoking, then that's where this is coming from. So I'm just going to put that out there, which is like a really, but it's so strong that I couldn't continue the reading until I told you that. So let me take a look here. This job that you're looking to get, I want to know if it's going to happen. Yeah. Here's the thing. I'm getting a yes on it. It's not an off the charts yet, but I feel like they're going to give you a commitment of hire. It may not be as soon as you want, but they're going to give you a commitment of hire. That I do see coming.
Okay, the thing is, I've applied to several positions, so I'm not really sure which one you are speaking of.
I see that you are going to get a commitment to hire, and I don't know why they're saying it that way. It's almost an odd way for someone to say commitment for hire. That must be the way that either a contract work or perhaps with some kind of government facility or with the county or city or something like that. Usually I hear a term with those type of things, but I'm getting, a commitment to hire. So I don't know where that's coming from. That must be consistent with the language that the company would use. Do you know which company would use that you've applied to?
Not offhand. The positions that I've applied to have been permanent government positions. I haven't really applied
to any contract. Okay, well, that's like what I just said, government. Yeah, that's what I just said to you. It would be a government, a county, some kind of job like that. So that's why I'm getting that. When they say commitment to hire, when governments talk internally, one of the things they often will say is, okay, we're gonna give this candidate a commitment to hire, meaning a start date. That's generally how it goes. And that's why I said to you I thought it was government or county or for the city or something. So it will be a government-type job. That's all I can tell you then, because that's how the terminology is being used, and that's consistent with what you've applied for. So I would say that the answer is yes. Now, it may not be for the position you wanted, but you are going to get it.
Okay.
So I don't know how that could be, like if you could apply for a position and they can hire you for something else. I mean, I guess it's always possible. But all I know is it's not going to be for the position you applied for, but I'm telling you, take it. Jump all over it when they offer it to you, okay?
Okay. Is it in, like, accounting or budgeting?
I can't tell you what it's in because they're not showing me. They're just showing me that it was like a government or a city or a county job. And the fact that I don't know you from Adam, and I had no idea where you were making application to, that the angels would relate this to me and that I was able to relate it to you when you know you're applying for those jobs, I think is pretty good validation for you to know that you're going to get an offer to hire.
Okay.
Okay, sweetie. I hope this has been helpful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now. Connie's calling from, what, she said Maryland, I think? Did she say she was calling from Maryland?
I believe you're right.
Yeah. It's, you know, one of the things I think people forget is I don't know these callers. So when you call in and the angels give me a wording and I say that's consistent with a government job,
right,
or something like
you're
that.
You're going to have to relate different things to it.
Right. So you, if you are only applying for government jobs, then that's pretty much validation that's going to happen for you. So I need to put that out there because I think sometimes people forget that, you know, I have no idea what you do for a living, you know, what area, whether you work in the private sector or not.
Right.
So when the angels validate something like that and that's consistent with where you've been applying, that's their way of validating that it's going to happen because, you know, obviously I would have no way of knowing somebody was applying for government jobs.
Right.
So keep that because I consider that a win for the client when they call in, when somebody calls
in. Well, I think
the
misconception people have, I mean, you're psychic. Sometimes I think they think you know everything about them.
You
and,
know,
that's
a really good point.
Possible. It's impossible.
Nor would the angels want me to know everything because that would be an invasion of your privacy. You don't want me to know what you had for dinner or what you're cheating on your diet, eating lemon cake right now. Or you don't want me to know that. Come on, people. So it's really important that when I give you a reading, the angels are going to validate something to you that I would have no way of knowing. And the last couple of callers, that happened. So it's important that you, when you call in, I always say the caller has to do their part too,
mm-hmm.
because when I'm giving you this information, I'm not seeing. You know, I might see that, I might say to you, well, I'm getting a pain in the midsection, and then you might say to me, well, I just had surgery for my gallbladder.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then that's a validation that I'm connecting with you.
Right.
But if I say I see pain in the midsection, you say, yeah, I don't know, I don't have a pain because they removed the gallbladder and it doesn't hurt anymore, well, then you're not helping because I'm trying to tell you what I'm sensing.
Right.
So that's just to validate. The angels are trying to validate the connection. And that helps me and it helps you because we want to make it a good race.
Well, and this way you can kind of tune in on them.
Well, exactly. Because the other thing people don't realize is I'm doing this over the phone. I happen to be incredibly accurate doing it.
You
over
are.
The phone.
You are excellent.
It shocks me that it comes through this way, but it does. But, you know, remember, you might be sitting there next to your best friend, and I'm talking to you both, and I may be picking up the energy from the best friend.
Right.
So if we're doing a reading and your friend or husband or spouse is sitting there, you know what? Let me know, because you might say, you know what, I think you're picking up my husband, in which case I might be. You know,
and that's possible.
And then I'll ask you what his name is, and then I'll specifically tune that person out.
Right.
Makes it easier. It's a little bit of a job to do this. It's not.
Well, I mean, tuning in on one person over the phone who's hundreds and hundreds of miles away from you, I don't even know how you do it. It's amazing to me.
I don't know how I do it either. I don't.
It's amazing.
It freaks me out. I'm telling you, it gives me chills. Like I said, it's still amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, till this day. Well, let's take our next caller, area code 856 with a prefix of 776. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. What part of the country are you calling from?
New Jersey.
New Jersey, we love New Jerseyites. Even though you're the third most foul-speaking state in the country, did you hear about that?
Well, I'm originally from Pittsburgh, so it doesn't count.
Oh, okay. Well, I got to tell you, I'm originally from New Jersey, and I happen now know I can tell you we've earned that right. We've definitely earned that.
And
right.
I'm from New Jersey too, so we know.
Oh, okay,
yeah, we know. Well, how can I help you, Laura?
Well, I had a phone interview on November 29th, and she asked me to send her some samples of my work, and I haven't heard back from her yet, even though she told me hopefully she would get back within a couple weeks. Plus, they have somebody currently in the position that they're looking to hire me for or whoever for. And so they need to transition her into a different position first before they can bring somebody else on board. So I guess they have to do some clearing out on their end. And then I have an in-person interview Monday with a different company altogether. And I'm currently on a contract that they want to extend me through June and possibly beyond that. My goal is to buy a house, and I have my eye on a house in Pennsylvania, and I'd like to know if you see me getting either one of the jobs, the one where I did the phone interview or the one where I have an in-person interview Monday, or should I just stay put on the contract where I currently am?
Okay, well, the first thing I want to say to you is the one that you had not heard back from. This is a general rule of thumb for anybody who's listening, and it's important for you to hear too. In the HR field, they expect you to call them if they haven't called you in the allotted time that they said it would take for them to make their decision. She said it would take a couple of weeks. It's been a couple of weeks. I would give her a call.
Okay.
That's number
one.
Number two, do either one of these companies have a K in their name?
Gosh, no.
Okay. The company you're currently working for, does it have a K in it?
No.
Okay, where's the K coming from? Because it's an unusual letter to have in a business name, and yet I'm getting a K. I'm seeing the K like on Kodak. Do you know what I mean? K like in Kodak. And I don't know why I'm seeing that, but that's what I'm getting. So help me to help you. Why would the K, like it's shown on Kodak, like print paper, be a symbol for you?
Wow. I just don't really know.
It doesn't ring a bell. Okay. None of these, you won't be doing any kind of work that has to do with copy or advertising or, marketing?
You know what? There's a job I saw that caught my eye, and I haven't applied for it yet. And it did have some marketing to do with it. And I thought to myself, that's a different possibility, but it caught my eye and I was interested. And I am planning on applying for that. Oh, KKK. Oh, wait, let me think. Oh, does it have anything to do with the health industry by any chance?
I'm not being shown that. I'm just being shown the K. And that's such an unusual name or letter in a business. That's why I think it's so predominant and why they're being so strong in showing it to me.
Is it like the first letter or is it somewhere in the middle of the name?
They're not. I'm just seeing the letter K. They're not being specific. So I know that there's a K in the name of the company that you're going to be working for. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Any idea?
Is that helpful?
Time frame? Yeah, that is helpful. But is time frame around that?
I'm getting the number 3, and I'm also getting, and that means three days, 3 weeks. But the other thing that I want to tell you is that the company that you're currently working for, that's for like a, you're not sure if that's going to get renewed or if it will continue to get renewed. Is that correct?
Well, she already told me she wants to renew me through June, and there's a possibility that I might get renewed after that even, but definitely she told me through June.
Yeah. That's difficult because that doesn't give you a guarantee. So, like, if you want to buy a house, et cetera, you really don't know what to expect
exactly
for the next 12 months. And that makes it hard to make a commitment, correct?
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And I would think that's
one of the reasons why you might want to consider looking for a more permanent position. And I think that company that begins or has the letter K in it will be a very good place for you to start.
Okay, I will definitely look into that.
Okay, that's what I'm getting. So take a look at that, okay? Because I feel like that. I really feel strongly about that. I mean, really strongly.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, you are beyond welcome. I hope this has been helpful.
It has. If I get the job with the case in it, I will let you know.
Okay, please call us back and let us know.
I will. I like to say Merry Christmas, so I'm going to say it. But thank
God
you very
bless
much.
You. Yes, Merry Christmas to
yeah.
you too. That's the only way we should be saying it. Enjoy it.
I know.
Have many blessings. And remember this, the most important thing for Christmas is that you be around people that you care, whether it's friends or family or just maybe in service to others. That's what this holiday is about.
I couldn't agree more. Thank you. Alrighty. I really appreciate the
You're
reading.
Welcome. Take
God
care.
Bless.
God bless.
Thank you. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Well, I know we have some folks in the chat room, and I'm going to ask them to let me know how the sound is for our phone tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious if we're very echoey or not. So if anyone listening in could possibly just kind of shoot us a message in the chat room and say, it's not too echoey or it's so echoey I can't stand it, I have to get out.
Well, right.
Because we're trying we've been playing with the phones a little bit tonight trying to find a solution to this problem.
Well, we want to make sure it's not echoey anymore. There's got to be a way for us to completely fix it.
You would think there would have to be, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
Because we've only had this problem in the last month.
Well,
more than ever.
This is true. This is absolutely true. So hopefully somebody will respond and let us know that that the sound is okay. Let's go ahead and take our next caller. This caller is calling in from area code 415 with the prefix of 460. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi. Good evening.
Hi.
The phone sounds, you sound very clear, just so you know.
Thank you.
Super clear. Did you get a new phone system or something? Because it sounds really, really clear.
Clear? No, we didn't get a new phone system. We cheated the system tonight. We actually, I'm even though I have the switchboard in front of me, I'm calling in as a caller, and I'm using the host line. I just have it on hold. So it's open, but it's on hold, and it's, you have to do what you have to do.
it sounds complicated, but it sounds good, too.
Welcome to my life. Wonderful. So who are
okay.
we speaking to tonight?
So I was like a toss-up between two questions. So so here's my question. I talked with the company back east, and they were interested in having me do some rep on their product. It would be in the area where I live, so I don't have to make any physical kind of changes. And then I was talking to someone. I asked. I signed the non-disclosure forms, and I asked for the president to call me. So he hasn't called me, but I've been in school this semester, so I've been kind of busy. But I'm clearing the space for this for something to happen. And so the other person that I spoke to, who also offered me to come on board, is actually, I would say, probably about 100 miles from me, maybe 150 miles from me, has something to do with this company back east, but that company back east, he's only using, like, repping one of their products, and he has other products that he's also repping. So I'm just wondering which one of these two would be better for me, just in terms of communication, and compensation.
Okay. Well, the first thing I'm going to ask you in this, what's your first name, if I may ask?
Oh, it's Sophia.
Okay, Sophia. Beautiful name. Okay.
Thank you.
And then the second thing I'm going to ask, are you calling from, is it Maryland, Pittsburgh? Where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm calling from the West Coast, so I'm in California.
West Coast. Okay. Because I saw the area code, so I assumed it was East Coast. Here's the thing. I know this is going to sound odd. I'm getting the name Tech, T-E-C-H. Now, do either of the positions and or the company have a T-E-C-H in it?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. I'm getting the word Tech really strongly, and I don't know why. Now, let's
okay.
just put that aside just for a second. You know what position you would be applying for. What the angels are telling me is you have more control over the first job that you discussed with me versus
okay.
the second opportunity.
Okay.
They're saying that it's more secure and also has less variables that are unknown. The second job, although has the anticipation of perhaps earning a higher income, the concern that I'm having is, and that the angels are showing me, is that it might be like smoke where you can never really grab it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And when you say the tech things, it was interesting because the second one, I looking at some notes that I took when I spoke to him, and he said something about he's had information for engineers, info from engineers. So I think that so I just wanted to tell you that.
Thank you. I appreciate
you're
that.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to confirm what you're saying. So,
yes.
And it's just
and
me, myself,
yeah,
and I here in the room. Nobody
Yay.
Else in the room.
If people don't realize it's so hard because I might be reading their best friend or their mother or their sister, and that confirmation does help because I really – I'm only given small snippets by the angels just so that it's not intrusive. So I need to know, yes, this how I'm interpreting them is correct. So it does help, so I appreciate that. But I'm saying the East Coast job that allows you to stay exactly in the location you're in is the best move for you. And by the way, the other thing that I'm being shown is there's a little bit of excitement or anticipation for the other job for you, though. There was something more about that, a little bit of mystery with a little bit of more opportunity. Is that true?
Because he's, well, from the way he explained it to me, he has more products available, so that if you go in, you're just not coming with one. So one is more than enough, because this is usually you're going to institutions, and
right.
So it's a big ticket item. It's not so important that you have a whole smorgasbord. You know what I'm saying?
Got it.
But that's how he presented it. Huh?
Got it. I said,
yeah, but though, I don't know how much he would give me percentage-wise. He may give me less of a percentage than the East Coast people. I feel like the East Coast people, they just, I want to make sure whoever I go with, I want to make sure they have my back.
See, that's how I feel. I'm going to tell you, the East Coast people feel to me like they have more of a family feel. I don't know why that is, but that's the feeling I get. Immediately when you started talking about it was, that's the one, immediately. I mean, it wasn't even a slight hesitation.
Okay. And they're growing very fast. They have a lot happening. So I was just concerned that the distance, like when I call and I say, I need to know about this, I need a little bit more detail on that, you know, my client asked me about this, that they will respond in a timely manner. That's my only thing. That's the only thing that I've wondered about.
Which makes a lot of sense, but don't you think in a way, that there's probably people in other areas that will be calling in doing the same thing?
Yeah,
or would
absolutely.
You be I would say that the reason they're growing and doing well is because they are able to handle the influx, and they'll grow. I'm not going to say there won't be, you know, some errors because of growth, and maybe sometimes things will fall through the cracks, but I'm going to tell you that they are the right company to be with at the right time. I just have a feeling like this is the right company for you. I can't be more certain.
Wow, that's powerful, because this is a big change for me. You know, this is really, I've been in school, and this is a big change. And I wasn't looking for it. I actually called a company researching for myself what they were selling, and he was the one that proposed that I come on board. He's like the VP of sales, so he works for sales. So he's like the right-hand man of the owner of the company.
All right, so you came on board the right way. You had an interest in the product already. You knew what it does. You know what it needed to do. And they probably thought you were sharp, or they wouldn't have hired you. And sometimes I think this is the best way to get a job, because it wasn't like you applied for it and they're hoping you can do it. They already saw the qualities in you that he needed to see to bring you on, just based on you being completely yourself.
Right. Right, you're so right,
you don't
Jenny.
Have
that's
to play
exactly.
The head game.
No, exactly. Yeah, you're so right, Jenny. You hit it, you know, right on. It was like a click. You know, it's just sort of. I'm originally from the East Coast, so it was just like a click. You know, and I mean, we joked and we were laughing and joking and, you know, and I think you're right about, you know, it was his daughter's birthday, and I said, no, you got to go off and you got to go take care of your family, you know. I have some questions for you, but I'm going to call you another day. I want you to make that party. You got your little girl waiting for you at the birthday party. So it was just, you know, it's just kind of like you want to feel like that. You have each other's back. You know, you look out for each other's best interests.
See, that's what I said. Remember when I said to you, I felt like family, like it's a family oriented, and maybe that has something to do with it. But obviously that certainly hit something within him, right? Because
yes.
When you said that to him, he liked that, you know? Like, he's like, okay,
yes.
Priorities in the right place. Because that's important, you know? Running a business is great, but if it's run without heart, it eventually goes down the tubes, you know?
Yes.
I mean, I have to say, and a lot of people don't realize it, Microsoft was actually run with heart. Apple was run with heart. And that's why they've been so successful. Some of the most successful companies out there were started with people who had a vision and a dream and yet wanted to make family a priority too. So I'm going to tell you, go with that company. I really see like it's the right fit for you. And again, you don't have to worry. That the coolest part about this is you're going to work for a company that you weren't even interviewing for when they hired you the job because they just, you were that good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's funny because I go, you know, like a lot of times companies will ask, I've had another company ask me to represent them, and this is the one I'm talking to you about is the one that really piqued my interest. But but I have that kind of effect on people, and somebody said, well, it's because they know they can trust you, and they know you'll deliver. Because if I do make
right.
a commitment, I will. You know, if I make a commitment,
yeah.
I'm going to give it my best shot.
Wow. That's fantastic. Well, I think that you're going to do very well. I think he's going to be thrilled with his decision, and I think you're going to be very happy with it as well. So I think this is perfect. This
and you think
perfect.
How will the president respond, do you think? His name is Steve. He's the only one I haven't talked to. So I talked to his right-hand man, but I haven't spoken to Steve, and that was the only thing was like, you know, well, Steve, you know, why hasn't he called me, you know, and I want to talk to Steve because
well,
I'm that kind of person. I want to talk to the president. I don't want to just talk to that, you know, I want to talk to the president,
no,
too.
No, I understand that. And I'm going to tell you, I think the guy that you did speak with, he's the warm, fuzzy one of the company, and I think Steve is more of the, let's just say the silent but taking care of business guy.
Okay.
So he may not be, you know, the social type of person or the outgoing type of person. You don't have to worry about that because, ultimately you're not going to be working with him directly. Do you know what I mean?
Right, exactly. Exactly. I just want to know that, you know, we're talking the same numbers and,
yeah.
you know, he knows my name. You know, he knows
mm-hmm.
that I'm
mm-hmm.
there working with the other person. He knows my name and that we are on the same page about what the percentages are.
Yeah. Well, I feel that the president's going to be fine. And frankly, if the contract's been signed off on, has it?
It was basically a non-disclosure. So that was the
right.
first
okay.
step, and then I said, well, I want to talk to the president, and then we can go into, you know, then we can go into
your
the numbers, and like I said,
contracting commission.
Yeah, and yeah, exactly. I just was like paying attention to school, make sure that I had all my school things, you know, doing well in school and getting all my assignments, and I kind of got a little bit in over my head what I thought my classes were going to be, but I just want to make sure that I finish out just on top form, and then
yeah.
and then I turn my attention 100%, you know, in a new direction.
Yeah. Well, I think that they wouldn't have given you a non-disclosure to sign if they weren't serious, and I think that you'll get a chance to talk to the president, but basically don't make your decision based on the president. Just take my
okay.
word for it.
Okay.
Because, you know, he's not the one that was in the other position of the man that you spoke to anyway because he's not good at that. That's not
okay.
where his strength lies.
Okay. Okay. I got
okay,
I got
don't let that bother you. It's just, you know, my husband is very much, he's a financial planner, and he's very on numbers, and, you know, I'm the warm, fuzzy one. And so, you know, if you want warm, fuzzy, you talk to me. My kids know, you know, if they just need facts, they go to daddy. If they want the hugs, they come to mommy.
That's
I think
so
it's
cute.
The same way with this company, okay?
Okay. Thank you. That is adorable. I love it. It's a great analogy.
Great.
And you
this
have a
Sophia.
Merry
Thank
Christmas.
You. You too. Enjoy your Christmas and take a little break from your studies if you can.
Yes, I am.
And
I'm taking a little trip to visit family.
Good.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Oh, wonderful.
So thank you very
Enjoy
much.
It. Have a good time.
You have a lovely holiday.
Thank you. You too. God bless. Thanks for calling.
God bless.
Bye-bye now. What a sweetie, huh?
Yeah, she's awesome. Sounds like she has a wonderful opportunity.
She and she's a wonderful person. I don't think opportunities like this are rare to her. I think
really,
she has that kind of personality, that kind of energy. She draws people in a good possible way. And you know, she said she thinks, or somebody had said to her that the reason why this happened is because she, you know, she gives that comfort level that she can deliver. And I would say that people know that she really listens, and she's not going to say something if she doesn't mean it.
Right.
You know, and but she definitely, she has that energy about her where if you're, if you've got 10 people you're going to do business with, you'll pick her over them every time.
Mm-hmm.
She pulls you in a good positive way. So that's a really good thing. So I think we should take another caller. What do you think?
I think you should.
We are.
You're on a roll. Woohoo.
That's it. Okay, the next caller is calling in from area code 404 with the prefix of 635. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Well, thank you so much for taking my call.
You are absolutely welcome. What's your first name?
My name is Sharisha.
Sharisha. Okay, and Sharisha, you are calling from Georgia area?
That's right.
Okay, only because I see the prefix. And how do you like Georgia, by the way?
I've been here pretty much my whole life, so it's home for me. It's pretty cold right now, but I love to get to the beach as much as possible.
Oh, don't you dare. Now, you listen to me. We are breaking an all-time record here in Florida of consecutive hot days. It's been 85 degrees.
We have the air conditioning on
as we speak. It's terrible.
Oh,
well,
goodness.
You say that's terrible, but people up north probably want to reach to the phone and strangle you.
I know. I know. This is true. It's absolutely true, and I do know that everyone's freezing in all different parts of the country. But, you know, I don't live in those parts of the country. I live here.
And we're wearing sandals and shorts.
We are. I don't own socks. I mean, the truth is, honestly, when I take a vacation, I have to go out and buy socks. And then
because
well,
we don't need
them
down here.
Because I never use them.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't wear socks in Florida, everybody, just so you know. So now, Sharisha, how can I help you?
Well, I'm calling about my love life in reference to what the future holds for me regarding, you know, meeting my life partner.
Okay, so I see that you were in a relationship with a guy. I don't know how long ago this was. I'm not getting a definitive. I'm getting the number 5. I don't know what that means. But you were in a relationship with a guy, and this just not work out because it didn't work out. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay. What is the number 5? Why is that relevant to you?
5. I'm really not sure. We knew each other.
5 years, 5 months, broke up, month of May.
We've been broken up 3 months now. We knew each other for 10 years, and we were together for 2 years. So I'm not sure about 5.
The number 5. Five months ago would have been July, give or take, August, September, October, November, December, yeah. And so we don't know why the number 5 is important to you, but they're showing me the number 5. Like with the other callers, it usually ends up showing itself. So we'll just put that aside for the moment, and we'll move forward. The guy that you were dating, I feel like it was the same old, same old. Does that make sense?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So so what I can tell you is, and I think you already know this, the most important thing is for you to know that you made the right decision in what you did with that relationship and how you handled it. Do you ever question yourself?
I do.
Mm-hmm. Why?
I guess I thought we were going to be happily ever after somewhat, and just I thought that we wanted the same things, but when it came down to it, he didn't seem to want what I wanted.
But he never did. That's the thing. I don't think he ever led you to believe that he wanted the same things, did he? You just assumed it?
Some of it, yes, I believe I did assume that, but in he didn't, it was mixed with him. I mean, one day I was... One day he told me I was his true love and that, you know, I was the only person he ever really loved. And then months down the road, it's, well, he needs space.
So on again, off again, on again, off again. But the other thing that I see is that he was the master of non-commitment. And what I mean by that is he would say things in a way where you were never completely sure if there was a commitment for the future. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So we both know that I'm connecting with the right person. That was really important for me to say. So now let's move forward. You and I both know what you're looking for the future. And that's what you want, and you're not going to settle for anything less. And by gosh, you shouldn't settle for anything less because you'll be unhappy, and you might as well have stuck with him if that was the case, right? So what I'm going to tell you is you have to move forward. You have to take the opportunity to look for, and I'm going to tell you right now, was he older than you, this guy?
No, he was younger than me.
Because I see you as a man that's older than you, a few years older than you, like maybe 4. Does that disturb you?
No.
I'm not saying
an
old
dude
now.
You mean
in
the
future?
Yeah. I mean, that's fine with me. I prefer someone that's more mature, I guess, than what, because he was 2 years younger than me.
4 years older.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is a good sign, and I see him being more serious, almost on the geeky side. Now, I know you're thinking, great, now ladies tell me I'm going to be some old dude who's a geek. And that's not what I'm saying, okay? I'm just saying he's going to be on the geeky side, and which means he's smart and he's conservative. And the reason why I like this is because what that equates to in him anyway is he's concerned about not only morals, but he's also concerned with having a secure future and making sure he is careful with how he spends his money. Not cheap, not frugal, but careful. Making sure the bills get paid before the fun happens, which is not a bad way to be. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Was that the same way with your past relationship?
No, my past relationship, he was frugal, cheap, however you want to say it.
I know.
He was that.
Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm. And that's why this is important for you to know. I think that's why they're showing me that so strongly. So I'm going to suggest to you that this new guy that's coming into your life, bingo, the bells just went off, the number 5, it'll happen between now and May. You will meet this guy, which is, you know, frankly, be thrilled with that, because for some people I have to say 2 to 3 years. But I'm seeing it's between now and the month of May, if you put yourself out there. Now, if you decide to sit there and say, well, that nice, absolutely incredibly gorgeous Dr. Jenny said to me.
And I'm sure that's what she's going to
say.
If
you sit there and say that Dr. Jenny lady told me I'd meet him in May, so I don't have to go out. I can put my feet up and wear sweats every day and just sit on the couch and drink caramel mochas, which I'm all for caramel mochas.
I was going to say, that sounds wonderful.
Doesn't that sound wonderful? That sounds like my dream weekend. But if you just do that and don't go out, then what's going to happen is you're not going to meet him. So you have to really put yourself out there socially so that you do have the opportunity to meet this man, because I see 1, 2, 3, 4 years older than you. I see 5 as the dominant number, which I'm saying is going to be by the month of May. Doesn't mean you won't meet him tomorrow at some company function or something, you know, a Christmas party or getting a UPS package. Doesn't mean you won't meet him that way. But what I'm saying to you is you could meet him tomorrow, but by the month of May, you will be in a relationship.
Okay.
5.
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's what I'm seeing. The number 5 is really strong. So do you get UPS packages?
Yes, I do sometimes.
Okay, well, make sure you put on your makeup when you're expecting one. Just saying. You never
okay.
know. You never know
okay.
what happened, okay? The point is you never know who could be that prospect. So it's really important not to because you could, I always tell people, you can change what's going to happen or change what the anticipated date could be because you could say, oh, well, I know it's going to happen, so I don't need to try so hard today. And that could be the day that you're going to meet them. So you don't want to mess
okay.
that up.
Okay.
Okay, so keep that in mind. And then I think it'll go really well. Now, we do have Kelly in our chat room who is mentioning that the FedEx guy might deliver you your man. And I don't think it's the FedEx guy, I'm telling you.
well, if I can arrange that, I'll do that.
Yeah, she's also mentioning that Amazon may deliver him with a drone, which is going to be a really big drone. Yeah, we've all heard about those that they want to start.
I've
I think
heard
it's a
about
really
drone.
Cool idea. Yeah, I think it's a neat idea, isn't it? I mean, can you just imagine ordering something on your computer and 30 minutes later it shows up at your front door?
I think that's creepy.
I think so, too.
I think it's creepy.
Okay,
it's not normal.
Wait,
I don't want a robot delivering stuff to my house. I'm
take
sorry.
It a step further. Would we not pay an extra $1.50 a cup if we could get our caramel macchiato delivered to our door in 30 minutes?
No, I want the hot UPS man to deliver it. Thank you.
I don't know. If I don't have
sorry.
To. Obviously, Jessica and I have a difference of opinion on this, but I do know that May will be, you will be in that relationship with that guy. And remember, keep in mind, even though he might be very serious, that is on the outside. Once you get to know him, the unserious, the funny side comes out. And so give him a chance, okay?
Okay.
All right, Sharisha. Listen, did I say that right? Sharisha?
You did. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. I'm good. Yay, I'm so happy. Listen, you have a great Christmas and a happy holiday.
Thank you.
And
call
us back and let us know how you're doing, okay?
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care and God bless. She's a sweet girl, huh?
Yeah.
I know. Now,
so are you telling her she's going to be dating a UPS man? Is that what you're saying?
No, what I'm saying is you never know where that guy's going to come from, whether it's the UPS guy or the brother or somebody at work or a Christmas party. Or you just don't know. So just because I've had people where I have a closer date where I'm able to say they're going to meet this person like in the next 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, well, goody, now I can just sit back and wait. And they stop going out. They stop going to all the mixers and the social
mm-hmm.
functions and the dances and the clubs. And then they call me up and they're like, yeah, it didn't happen. I'm like, yeah, the date was moved. Did you stop going out? Well, yeah, because you said I'd meet somebody. I'm like, no. So I learned a few years back, don't, just because I give a date doesn't mean you should stop what you're doing
right.
to try and meet somebody, because that can alter that date
mm-hmm.
or make it further away.
That makes
know?
Sense.
I also want to state that I cooked tonight.
Yes, and it was shockingly good.
And it was shockingly good because a friend gave me the recipe, and I also made lemon cake for dessert. Was that
and that was
good?
Really good, too.
So
it was a wonderful meal, and everything was really, really good.
I know, and this will probably be the last time I'll do it for like 10 years because I don't cook. So.
But you're getting to be a better cook. You're not burning things anymore.
Which surprised me. Okay, this is really sad, but... I think my mother may have burnt things. Do you recall?
No.
No, she didn't?
No.
That's just my own.
You would like to think that, but no.
I just always
I mean, maybe she did when you were younger. By the time I came into your family's life, things were not burnt.
You mean when you met and married my wonderful father?
Yeah.
She'll never let that day be forgotten. What I would say is I have a tendency to burn things, and I thought that's how they were supposed to be. I know I'm not
retarded. I
think
you just like things crispy.
I like crispy things. I like crunch. I do.
Maybe
like
that's what
crunch.
It is. Things are just better crispy to you.
Eggs apparently not supposed to be crunchy.
That's weird.
Go figure. Bacon. I like my bacon crunchy.
You like your bacon burnt to a crisp.
See? Again, I like it crunchy. People say it's burnt. I'm like, it's crunchy. What's the difference?
If it has the color black on the outside of it, that means it's burnt.
So I guess that means you don't like my cookies either.
What you made today was wonderful.
Yeah, I know. I thought I was undercooking it at first. I actually followed the directions this time, and I found amazingly that the center cooked without the outside burning.
Isn't that amazing?
All these years. Isn't that amazing? Yeah, I just say there might still be hope for any of you out there who are cooking challenged, that there might still be hope.
Well, it just takes following recipes, you know, like from the beginning to the end.
Yeah, I get bored in the middle, you know, and getting everything done on time. It's like, this one was easy because it was called a...
something pasta bake.
Pasta, Italian pasta skillet.
Skillet. It was really good.
And it was really good, and all the ingredients go into one pan,
mm-hmm.
So yahoo.
Right.
And so I was able to do it. But if I had to time everything to get everything done at the same time.
Yeah, that part of cooking I'm not crazy about myself.
No, it's not easy. You know, I like to, anything I can prepare in 10 minutes, I'm good. Beyond that, it's really not the ingredients, it's the time.
See, 10 minutes is really not very long.
Yeah, but that's about my attention span.
Okay, so frozen pizza for you.
Frozen pizza. Well, that's, we almost had Sbarro again tonight. Oh, Lord. Let's take our next caller because we don't want to talk about my cooking anymore. This caller is calling from 404 with a prefix of 452. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good today.
I like hearing that. What's your first name?
It's T.
T. Okay, T. And you are calling from?
Atlanta.
Atlanta, Georgia. Very good. All right, T. Tell me how I can help you tonight.
Okay, well, I'm supposed to be going to meet a friend, but I wasn't sure if it was like, just like kind of a first date. But not sure if I should go and waste my time because I'm getting, like, a mixed energy from him. And his name is, he goes by the name of Jay, but his name is Jarvis.
Mm-hmm. Of course, because no one goes by their name anymore. I'm amazed that people can find each other in a phone book because they don't use a phone book anymore. That's why. All right, because, T, that's not really your first, I mean, it's your first name, but it's, you, I don't think it's on your birth certificate, is it?
No, it's Tunisia.
Yeah, see, okay. That's what I mean. So like, 12 people meet you, they all know you as T. They, oh, let me look her up on the, oh, I can't look her up because she ain't listed under T. Well, go figure. Okay, yeah. This is the first thing I want to say. The thing I'm getting on him is that, This is not the first go around. How long have you known him?
For a couple of weeks now.
Okay, so let me ask you this question. It's almost like he is hedging his bet with you, and I don't know why I'm putting it that way. It seems like an odd thing for me to say, doesn't it? But that's what I'm feeling like. He's hedging his bet in that he doesn't want to commit himself to you, even as that this is a date. He's making it like this could be a friend getting together, maybe a date, but kind of, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I think you've been through something like this kind of before, where a guy doesn't kind of give it to you straight the way you want it. So what I'm gonna say to you is, if I were you, I would be very upfront and say, so let me make this clear. Are we going out just as friends, or is this a date?
Okay. Yeah, because that's why I was like, I didn't want to waste my time.
You didn't want to ask?
I'm like,
yeah. Yeah, I don't blame you. But if it's not a date, then why are you wasting your time? You don't need to be hanging out with some guy. You got other guys you can hang out with, right?
Yes, and that's what I was doing. Like, I'm trying to date, but I was trying to see, when do you see anything serious? Because I had a feeling about him, and I didn't really feel like getting dressed or anything if it was going to be a date.
No, wait a second. Were you going to wear sweats?
Yeah, because I was, like, I was trying to.
No,
I didn't feel
okay.
like being dressed.
No.
What if it's not a date? Why
if
should
it's not
she?
A date, why should you? Absolutely agree.
Yeah.
But do you know why you don't want to ask him if it's just a date? Because you're afraid that you'll hurt your own feelings if he says, well, no, we're just going as friends, because you're going to feel like you've been shot down. But you know what? Don't worry about being shot down, because if you're just going as friends, say, okay, at least I'm clear now. And then you can go and wear your sweats and not worry about it. And you know what I mean? You can clean your ears in the car. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm serious, though. You don't have to worry about being all, not that you should clean your ear in somebody's car.
That's a weird thing to do. Who does that?
Well, now we all know what I used to do when I was single. But no, seriously, I think that you need to ask him, and I think the only thing that's holding you back from asking him is the fear that he's going to say, yeah, this is just friends, you know, I don't want a thing. And so you go, okay, and then you get hurt, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I really wasn't that interested. I was just, like, I thought it was just something to do because I was bored since I'm out of school. But do you see anything, like, relationship-wise coming?
Well, I see something in February. And I see somebody that you're gonna date, and are you gonna be back in school in February?
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like it's going to come from school somehow, some way. I don't know where you go to school, or if you live on campus, or if you live back. I don't know how that works, but I do know this. I do see you meeting somebody at school, and that's going to be the guy that you're going to start dating. Now, it could be on your way to school. It could be, you know, stopping to get some lunch that day while you're at school. But your activity that day will be going to school, and this is how you will interact with him. And the other thing that I see is, it's going to sound really weird, he really likes kites, like flying kites. Now, that sounds like the weirdest thing I've ever said, but believe me, it's not. I've been doing this a long time. It's not. So, like, I don't know why, but somehow, and this is how you can validate that he's the one, you could talk about, have you ever flown a kite? I don't know. Just like, oh, I like going to the beach and flying kites, you know. Do you ever do that? And if he goes, no, that is the stupidest thing I ever heard, then he's not the right one. But if he's like, I love flying kites, say, well, I've only done it once when I was 5. Because you don't want him to think you really know how. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But then you'll know it's the right one.
Maybe he does those tricky kites, you know.
Yeah, like, you know, the kites that nosedive and then go back out. It doesn't really matter. As long as he likes kites, that's all that he's the one, because they're showing me kites.
Okay, because I'm just, like, I'm
trying to
figure out.
I mean, I'm giving you something
out.
To narrow it down.
That's good. Thank you, because I've been, like, on some crazy dates, and it's just, like, since I broke up out of this relationship, it's just been really crazy out here. And
I remember, were you the one who called me, and you were out with a guy?
Yes.
You thought was going to take your money? Yes. That was, yes.
No, he,
yes, that was like,
no,
That was like 6 or 8 months ago, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't have a great memory for each caller, but I remember certain things come to me while I'm talking to them, and this came to me just now.
Hmm.
You don't remember that.
I don't remember that, no.
Yeah.
I do not have a great memory for anything, so.
I'm Jenny.
Yeah. That was
it's been calming down. It's just kind of made me reluctant to really go out. That's why I asked you about the day calendar, because I don't have the energy. I don't feel like getting up, so I didn't even want to waste my time like that tonight. So,
well, I say find out whether it's a date or a friendship. If it's a friendship and you still want to go, that's cool. But as long if it's a friendship, you can go be comfortable, you know, eat pizza. You know what I'm saying? Though?
Maybe he flies kites.
He does not fly kites because he is not the one.
He's
I'm
not the
you.
One. Okay.
No, he's
then why
Mr.
waste
casual,
your time?
Mr. Non-commitment. Yeah, you really don't have to go. But I think your concern is if you ask him, is this as a friend or as a date, and he says as a friend, and then you blow him off, then he's going to think he had the power to hurt you, and you don't want that.
Yeah.
I know. I would feel the same way. Who wouldn't? That's normal.
Right.
Right? So you just say, friend or date, because I want a defined line. You know, if we're going as friends, that means you don't kiss me goodnight. If we're going as a date, who knows? Let's see what happens, right? But, I mean, isn't that part of it?
Yeah.
Of course it is, you know. And that's why there are a lot of guys out there who will act like it's friendship, but then, you know, they go in for the kill at the end of the date, and you're like, whoa, dude, no. You know, we're friends. Remember, I paid for my own food. So guess what, you know? You can use your hand because I'm walking out the door now.
And that's how relationship, that's how I first started out. And actually, I just want to say, because you told me that I had to let go. And I think I finally let go because it's like it was that cycle where he would keep coming around and I would let him back in. And this last time he tried to come back around on my birthday, which was like 3 days ago. And I didn't let him back in. So hopefully this is the last time I hear from him. I'm praying because
I think you did the right thing because you know it wasn't a healthy relationship for you and it really wasn't going anywhere positive, you know?
Yeah.
So why would you want to just continue with that? Why would you? You don't want to, right?
So I don't have his energy on me anymore, right? His energy
no, I don't feel it on you. As a matter of fact, you are, I feel like you're ready to date and find the right guy now, not just a guy, but the right guy. Like, your head's in the right place, and you're not going to settle anymore.
Okay. Because I was just like, because every time someone would, like, talk to me, they would say that they see energy around me, and I would say how I would feel something in my room at nighttime, and they said it would be his presence, but now I'm feeling like everything, it's like it should be off
nope,
me.
The only thing in your room is dust. That's it. Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm not feeling any presence there at all, nothing. You're fine. You move forward. You find that healthy guy who's right for you and leave the other one in the dust because you know why you're leaving him in the dust. That's not that relationship wasn't going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
All right, T. Listen, thank you so much for calling in. You have a very Merry Christmas.
All right, you too. I'm sorry, you too.
Okay. Thanks. Bye-bye. Okay. Well, I think we're going to have to take one more caller. Our next caller is 904 with a prefix of 253. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, this is Mickey.
Hi, Mickey. Oh, wait, can I do it? Hey, Mickey, you're so fine, you blow my mind. Okay. How many times have you
and
heard
that? And how many
times? In your life?
I'm sure she must have heard that.
All the time.
I'm sorry, do you hate me now?
No.
Okay. All righty. Mickey, where are you calling from?
I'm in Florida.
You're in Florida. Okay, sunny Florida. How can I help you?
I was calling about this older man. His name is Kevin. Kevin is 52, and I'm 30, but I really like him. And I feel that he liked me, too, but he keeps pulling away. Now, he did tell me that he's at the end of a divorce or he's going through a divorce. So I just want to know, what do you see around this whole situation?
Well, the first thing that I see about Kevin is he pronounces it Kevin. Like K-E-V-A-N, right? I don't know if you've ever noticed that. Have you ever noticed that?
No, I've never noticed, but I'll pay attention to it.
Pay attention to it, because I think that's how he pronounces it. And the thing that I'm going to tell you about him is he is interested in you. However, the reason he's pulling away is because even though he's going through a divorce, he's having some issues with that divorce. He's having, you know how sometimes a person wants to leave, but then they don't want to leave, but then they want to leave, but then they don't want to leave? You know what I'm saying?
Right, because of fear.
It's part of what's going, Yeah, that's part of what's going on with him. And he wants to leave for the right reasons and not the wrong reasons, and that's why he's pulling away from you. Because if you are at all in the picture while he's doing this pull away, then he knows that he is maybe not leaving for the right reasons. He doesn't want his judgment clouded at all.
Oh.
Makes sense, right?
Yeah, I've actually told him tonight that I was just going to pull away from him because it's like I feel like he comes towards me and then he pulls away, and it's like a roller coaster.
Well, it is, and it's very emotional, too, because you feel like, you know, one moment you're working on a future with both of you in it together, and then the next weekend it's like, you know, maybe you never see him again.
Exactly, and that's how he pulls away. It's like he, you know, we, you know, had our first physical encounter last Tuesday, and it's like we talked a few days after that, and then he pulled away. And so we've been talking to each other all week, and tonight he got, like, a little emotional while he was on the phone with me, and then he said that he was embarrassed. And so he told me he'll call back. But
okay. But I think one of the reasons he's getting you know, this impending divorce is really hard on him. How long was he married for?
He don't ever want to talk about it. It's like she said, he told me that she made him feel like he wasn't a man. And but I know they have a 19-year-old and an 18-year-old.
Okay. I was getting 17 years. Now that doesn't mean that, you know, I'm getting 17 years. Let me just say that. So but that being said, I think this is really hard for him. The other thing, though, that I have to say to you is, and you know this, Mickey, you know this, as long as the day is, you know this. When you start dating somebody who's not divorced or having a relationship with them, you always run that risk of being destroyed in your heart, right? And with this guy, I kind of feel like, not that you're going to get destroyed in your heart, but almost that he's like, he's inconsistent in who he is, but also in what his thoughts are. And I'm going to tell you right now, I see this, even if his divorce goes through, which I'm questioning whether or not it will completely, but even if his divorce goes through, as soon as that divorce goes through, he'll stop seeing you. And he'll start dating other people because suddenly he's free. And he'll be like, well, wait a second. I don't want to jump into another relationship just yet. Let me get my bearings. Do you know what I'm saying? And I feel like he will pull away from the relationship either way. So I think you made the right decision by not being involved with him right now.
So I
know that's not what you
want
to hear.
No,
yeah, I think it's wise to pull away. Because, look, after he gets divorced, then you're not the girl that he left his wife for. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You don't want to be that girl anyway. Better he contacts you. You tell him, look, you know, I'm not the girl that you leave your wife for. You leave your wife because your marriage isn't working. You don't leave your wife because I'm in the picture. I don't want to be that person. You don't want that karma anyway, do you?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
Not
so
at
you
all.
Know the right thing to do here. Yeah, you know the right thing to do.
So do you
I know
see
you
something?
Know the right
do you see someone coming in for me? Because I don't want to put all my eggs in one basket.
I wouldn't put any eggs in his basket right now. I'll be honest with you.
Empty out that basket.
Empty it out. What I do see is I see you dating him, and I see. I know you're going to either way, because I know you are. But I do see that come July, I can't say beginning, middle, or end, because at first I got the 21st, and then I got the 4th. So I'm going to just, to be safe, I'm going to say the month of July, you're going to have an opportunity to meet a nice guy, not a jerk. And I'm saying not a jerk because you've dated jerks before. The angels are saying you've had your share of them. Do you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. So this guy's not going to be a jerk. He's going to be sweet, and you're going to be worried because he's going to be so sweet, you're going to be waiting for the other shoe to drop. And when it doesn't drop, you're almost going to mess it up because you're going to sabotage it. But don't, because he is that sweet.
Okay. So you say around July?
July, right. July of 2014. Now, again, this doesn't mean that you stop going out and having fun and socializing, because this event or however it is you're going to meet him in July may come about because of somebody you meet tomorrow. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, great. Well, on that note, I'm going to say have a really, really good Christmas. I want to thank you for calling in. Please feel free to listen to our show any Wednesday night at 7 p.m., okay?
Okay, thank you, and you too.
Oh, thank you so much. Take care, Mickey. Well, I want to thank all our callers. Now, anyone who ever wants to do a private reading with me, you can reach me on my website, which is www.drginny.com, drginny.com, or call my toll-free number, 1-800-375-3446. It's been another wonderful show. We really enjoyed it.
We have.
I enjoy all your callers. You're wonderful. My suggestion is, if you're in doubt, don't. And think about it. That's my suggestion to everybody.
If you're in doubt, don't. Yeah, that's good advice.
Yeah, if you're in doubt, don't. And think about it, because you know what? If you're not sure, better not make a mistake. Give yourself a little extra time.
Right.
There you go. Tune in next Wednesday night right here on the Christian Psychic Cafe at 7 p.m. We'll be doing another live show. Next week is the – who knows what date next week is?
Next week is the week before Christmas.
So I think we should have an extra special show, shouldn't we, Jessica?
We should have the pre-Christmas show.
Should we give away a prize?
That's a good idea.
Should we do
like
one
Oprah?
Like Oprah. Okay, but Oprah gives away cars. We don't have any cars. We can afford to give away.
Maybe we could have Oprah give us a car.
We could call own and see if Oprah would give us a car. But in lieu of that, we will get one of those fancy soaps that we did a couple of years ago, because that went over really
you
well.
You like soap.
I do like soap. What would you like to? What shall we give?
I think candy is better.
You want to give away candy?
Like a box of candy?
Okay. So we will give you sweet psychic chocolate. We're going to have a prize next week, 7 p.m. right here on the Christian Psychic Cafe. You call in. What we'll do is we will have people send in emails,
mm-hmm.
and we will print them off during the show. At the end of the show, there'll be one big bag. We'll go in, pull one out, sight unseen. We will not announce your full name. We'll announce part of it so you know it's you, but we don't want to give away your identity just for privacy reasons,
mm-hmm.
and then we will ship you your box of candy. You'll probably even get it before Christmas.
That'll be amazing.
It will be the amazing, sweet, psychic chocolate show. I love it. All right, folks, listen, thank you so much for calling in. I wish you all the best. Have a wonderful week, and we'll see you here next Wednesday night.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? Goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. But you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to a kitchen chair. She broke your throne. She cut your hair. And from your lips she drew the hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. door. I know this room, I've walked this floor. I used to live alone before I knew you. I've seen your flag on the marble arch. Love is not a victory march. It's a cone and it's a broken hallelujah. 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 The time you let me know what's real and going on below, but now you never show it to me, do you? And remember when I moved in you, the holy dark was moving too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God above, and all I ever learned from love was how to shoot at someone who outdrew you. And it's not a cry you can hear at night. It's not somebody who